20 years ago, the Americans with Disabilities Act was signed into law. The act was a huge step forward for the 50 million people in this country living with a disability, and the culmination of years of effort by those who marched and spoke up and refused to be treated as second-class citizens. It helped renew the promise that here in America, we're defined not by our limitations, but by our potential. As we celebrate the 20th anniversary of this historic legislation, it's important to remember that we're still fulfilling that promise. We're still working to secure the rights guaranteed by the ADA, the right to live and work without limits, the right to equal justice under the law, and the right of every person in this country to reach for the American dream. We've come a long way since 1990, and I'm committed to making even more progress in the years ahead. Visit disability.gov to see how you can help.
Brought to you by the American Association of People with Disabilities and the Ad Council.
Jenny grew up wild like a Blackfoot daisy, out in the shack with a blue tick hound. Broke as hell, but blessed with beauty, the kind that a rich man can't turn down. She caught the eye of an oil man dancing one summer night in a dime store dress. She had the looks, he had the mansion, and you can figure out the rest. It was all roses, dripping in diamonds, sipping on champagne. She was all uptown, wearing that white gown, taking his last name. She could hear those church bells ringing, ringing. And up in the loft, that whole choir singing, singing. Fold your hands and close your eyes. Yeah, it's all gonna be alright. And just listen to the church bells ringing, ringing. Country club, everyone thought they were Ken and Barbie, but Ken was always getting way too drunk. Saturday night, after a few too many, he came home ready to fight, and all his money could never save Jenny from the devil living in his eyes. It was all bruises, covered in makeup, dark sunglasses. And that next morning, sitting in the back pew praying with the Baptist, she could hear the ever gonna find, and how he died is still a mystery, but he hit a woman for the very last time. She could hear those church bells ringing, ringing. He's standing there in a black dress, singing, singing. Fold your hands and close your eyes. Yeah, it's all gonna be alright. And just listen to the church bells ringing.
To maybe win one of these someday, but I never actually thought that would happen. I sing country music, so thank you so much for giving me a chance to win a VMA award.
Just Taylor, I'm really happy for you. I'll let you finish, but Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time.
upset. She's going off about something that you said. 'Cause she doesn't get your humor like I do. I'm in the room, it's a typical Tuesday night. I'm listening to the kind of music she doesn't like. And she'll never know your story like I do. But she wears short skirts, I wear t-shirts. She's cheer captain and I'm on the bleachers. Dreaming about the day when you wake up and find that what you're looking for has been here the whole time. If you could see
turn, and now you gon' learn what it really feels like to miss me. 'Cause if you like it, then you should've put a ring on it. If you like it, then you should've put a ring on it. it gone.
All the single ladies.
I mean, I think Ronald Reagan was one of the great presidents, period, not just recently. I thought he had the demeanor. I thought he had the bearing. I thought he had the thought process. I just thought, you know, it was very interesting. People forget Iran, they had our hostage.
My friend.
21 here in the studio. You've been listening to Liz on Something About the Women, WMFO in Medford. So I know that I've been doing some some songs about media clips that have been in the news or whether they've been in different TV shows. And so I just thought I should go over those with all of my awesome listeners so that you can know why I chose the different songs for the different media clips that I played. So at the beginning of our show, when we I just played a couple songs to get the show started, and a Make You Feel My Love by Adele was just a little shout out to my grandma. My mom's out there visiting, and she loves Adele. Every time we go over there, there's just always Adele music blasting from the kitchen when she's making food, and it's just the best environment and atmosphere to be around. Some good grandma home cooking while jamming out to Adele. Then we listen to Orange Colored Sky, which is off of Lady Gaga's album A Very Gaga Holiday, which I think her rendition of that is just beautiful. And then we got a song by the Pointer Sisters, I Feel For You. And then we really got into it, and I played a clip from one of my favorite shows, Black-ish. And Black-ish is a show that's on ABC. It's kind of like Modern Family. It's really funny. It's just about the Johnson family, and they play a lot of jokes on just like what it's like to be a black family living in the United States. And the jokes are really funny, but a lot of the times they do touch upon issues that are going on in the world, such as like political issues or social issues. So this episode specifically was coming alive when there were a lot of police, well, there always is police brutality, but when the police brutality was becoming a lot more publicized through the media and taking videos. And so after that clip, I played I Know Where I've Been by Queen Latifah, We Shall Overcome, Bleed the Same, A Change Is Gonna Come, Behind the Wall by Tracy Chapman. And I've played the song before, but I just love it, Waiting on the World to Change by Anita Antoinette, which is a cover of a John Mayer song. Then after that, I played a media clip that was Pink, and she was at the VMAs, 2017 VMAs, accepting the Vanguard Award, which is given, the Michael Jackson Vanguard Award, which is given to someone who just is true to themselves and stands out in the media and is a real role model for people who are different than everyone else. And she named a bunch of awesome role models and rock stars that, you know, have kind of broken the barriers of gender and what people are just, you know, quote, supposed to look like Michael Jackson and Prince and Janis Joplin and Lanny Annex. So I played two Pink songs, Perfect and Raise Your Glass. After our little break, I played two of just my favorite country songs, Why Baby Why by Mickey Guyton and Church Bells by Carrie Underwood. Then after that, played the clip from the famous 2009 VMAs where Kanye West got on the stage during Taylor Swift's acceptance speech and said, you know, Taylor, I'm going to let you finish, which is like, you know, famous phrase even now. I'm going to let you finish, but Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time. And, you know, Taylor Swift won for her video of You Belong With Me. And she won against Beyonce's video for Single Ladies. And if anyone knows the video for Single Ladies, it's black and white. There's incredible choreography. The backup dancers are just crushing it. And it was really just different for its time and really upcoming and unique. And, you know, there's been a lot of talk about at different award shows, whether it's the Grammys or the VMAs, that minority groups are not are less likely to get an award versus the superior, like the you know, like a Caucasian artist. And that's been a trend forever, and the numbers are very obvious that award shows are favorited towards non-minority groups winning. So, you know, Taylor Swift's video was fine. It was great. You know, You Belong With Me, it was cute. But, you know, Single Ladies was that. And, you know, Kanye West, he never is the one to sit down and just let stuff happen. He kind of gets up and says what he needs to say. So, you know, a lot of people said, you know, I think this has been planned. I think that Kanye West, it was all planned that he was going to go up there and ruin Taylor Swift. But I'm telling you, that moment in 2009 has heavily shaped their music career since then, Taylor Swift's and Kanye West. And that moment really kind of shattered the lives of both of them. You know, they've had their ups and downs, but definitely from that moment that both of those artists have never been the same. Then I played a clip of Donald Trump, you know, with a Forbes interview saying that his favorite president was Ronald Reagan, which, you know, there's like a lot of Ronald Reagan protest songs, and music during the era of Ronald Reagan was just so interesting and different. So I've played the song before, but I just love it. My Brain Is Hanging Upside Down, Bonzo Goes to Bitburg by the Ninja Dolls, Please Forgive Us, a protest song by the 10,000 Maniacs, and A Do Ron Ron, which wasn't intentionally a song against Ronald Reagan, but a puppet show back in the day used this song to kind of spoof on Ronald Reagan. So lots of good stuff. When people are angry, I feel like that's when the best time of music happens. And someone said that when Donald Trump got elected president, you know, well, the one thing that we can look forward to in this time is going to be good art and music, because when people are angry, they just really unleash it into their art and music and literature, and it becomes, you know, it's interesting to look back on in history, something for the generations to come to kind of reflect on and say, wow, you know, politics and the history really did influence the stuff that we listen to or watch or read about. I'm going to play you a clip next that needs a little bit of background info. So this was during the time of Hurricane Katrina when, you know, when tragedies happened, there wasn't a lot of social media. When Hurricane Katrina happened, they did a lot of music on television, like telethons, where they'd play like this like benefit concert, and you would call in to donate. And this was with the Red Cross. And this moment will be forever remembered in history. And it involves none other than the one and only Kanye West. So keep listening to some awesome music by female artists, and I'm going to keep playing some clips from the media and famous TV. Thanks for tuning in so far. You're listening to Liz on WMFO in Medford, Something About the Women.
And subtle, but in even many ways more profoundly devastating, is the lasting damage to the survivors' will to rebuild and remain in the area. The destruction of the spirit of the people of southern Louisiana and Mississippi may end up being the most tragic loss of all.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Please call.
In the past few days, America and people has been stepping up.
La 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 la. Dear Mr. President, come take a walk with me.
Come take a walk with me.
Let's pretend we're just two people and you're not better than me. I'd like to ask you some questions if we can speak honestly. What do you feel when you see all the homeless on the street? Who do you pray for at night before you go to sleep? What do you feel when you look in the mirror? Are you proud? How do you sleep while the rest of us cry? How do you dream when a mother has no chance to say goodbye? How do you walk with your head held high? Can you even look me in the eye? Tell me why. Na, na, na. Na, 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 na. Dear Mr. President, were you a lonely boy? Child is left behind. We're not dumb and we're not blind. They're all sitting in your cells while you pave the road to hell. What kind of father would take his own daughter's rights away? And what kind of father might hate his own daughter if she were gay?
Say goodbye. Mr. President, you'd never take a walk with me.
Inside your tiny mind, then look a bit harder. Cause we're so uninspired, so sick and tired of all the hatred you harbor. So you say it's not okay to be gay. Well, I think you're just evil. You're just some racist who can't tie my laces. Your point of view is medieval.
Stay.
And if you couldn't tell from my lovely media clip at the beginning of this segment, that those were some of the songs that were inspired by the anger towards our former President George W. Bush. Now I'm going to play a couple songs from past American Idol winners. See if you knew that these couple of artists were actually discovered and came up on the rise through American Idol. Keep on listening to Liz on Something About the Women.
Your love has come here and now.
never catch a shooting star. And tell me, how high did you soar? Ever felt like you were dreaming, just to find that you're awake, and the magic that surrounds you.
There was a time when I was so that was then, but I am made of more than.
American Idol winners. We got A Moment Like This by Kelly Clarkson, I Believe by Fantasia, and This Is My Now by Jordan Sparks. Now we're done with my little segment about, you know, using the media and doing little themes and stuff. Brian actually brought me a CD that has a cover of a Ramones song, so that'll be really exciting. I've never used the CD player at the WMFO studio before, so that'll be really cool to use. We're wrapping up the show with a couple rock songs right before Crash Course for the Ravers. Thanks for listening, and you're tuned in to Liz on WMFO in Medford.
And then she Happy holidays, everybody. This is Brad Paisley for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. When you're traveling during the holidays and see somebody who's had too much to drink about to get behind the wheel, well, get those keys and save a life. When you celebrate, designate. Choose a designated driver.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Here at WMFO, we like to ask the important questions, such as, why Freeform? Well, it's been our tradition now for 45 years.